Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the hearts of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is Scott S. Smith, an internationally known freelance business journalist who contributes to the Leaders and Success column of Investor's Business Daily. He is author of the new book, Extraordinary People, Real Life Lessons on What It Takes to Achieve Success, and is here with us today to discuss it. So welcome, Scott.
Hey, Stacey. Glad to be here.
We are glad to have you. Now, in your work with Investor's Business Daily and everything else you're doing freelance and as a business journalist, you've interviewed hundreds and hundreds of top CEOs. Which of the ones in your book can provide one of the best lessons on how to be successful?
Well, it just so happens that somebody I wrote a chapter on, Indra Nooyi, who's the CEO of PepsiCo, was big in the news yesterday because the big soda companies all agreed to cut 20% of the calories in their sodas. And the chapter on her really is a good example for everybody because she came on, a young Indian woman, untraditional background. She took the bull by the horns, this gigantic company with sales of $66 billion a year, and she said, you know something? We're going to start offering people a choice of getting healthier products along with our traditional ones. So she's a great example of having the courage to risk your business model and improve it, change course, go in a new direction, but do it in an intelligent way so that you keep your traditional customers, but you provide a few other options, and you gradually move your customer base in the direction that they may not fully appreciate. You know, customers are not always right. They don't know what they really want. You have to give them some guidance, but, you know, she didn't throw the old business model overboard. So she's kind of one of my favorite CEOs, and I devoted a chapter to her in the book. And that kind of flexibility about your business model is something that every leader needs to keep in mind.
Yes, and having the courage, right, to kind of be a pioneer in a certain industry.
Not easy. You know, a lot of resistance, as you can imagine.
No, and especially as a female CEO, yep. Also, I'm sure that has something to do with it.
Absolutely.
And now, okay, so you write a lot about business leaders, but that's not all you talk about in Extraordinary People. You also write about others who have achieved greatness in different fields. One is physicist Stephen Hawking, so we all know him, right? We all know who he is, a very well-known. And what can readers learn from his life specifically?
Yeah, well, he seems like an unlikely person because of his handicaps and his genius in the physics field. You know, how do you apply those lessons? Now, as it happens, he just came out with his autobiography, which was painstakingly dictated, called My Brief Life, and I discussed that in one of the chapters. And next, actually in November, there's a movie coming about, out called The Theory of Everything, which is about his first marriage and kind of as his handicap kind of took over and how he adapted. So the lessons are kind of twofold. Number one is I try to explain to people what he's talking about. It's kind of like that TV series Cosmos, you know, here's the simplified layman's terms. And that helps you connect with other people when you can talk a little bit about it and you start to understand what interests people in that field. But in terms of personal inspiration, nobody beats him as far as overcoming adversity. I mean, right now he can only move the muscles of a cheek, and a laser beam picks that up and, you know, speaks for him, helps him write his books, all that kind of stuff. Needless to say, it's like that old saying about, you know, I was moaning about not having shoes and then I saw somebody with feet. So his adversity puts our challenges in perspective. Every entrepreneur is you know, gets discouraged at times, and he's an inspiration for overcoming adversity, but also he has used his handicap to be able to visualize physics in 3D and kind of step back and think about things in a very untraditional way. And finally, he's remarkably open-minded so that he's willing to completely reverse his views that he's been championing for years. And, you know, that's very hard for any of us to do, is to take a strong public position. And then after a while, you say, you know something? The evidence really has changed. I'm going to take a different public position. And that's one of the things that makes him outstanding.
And in addition to the business leaders and the other fields, you also talk a lot, Scott, about leaders of the past. And how can some of these leaders teach us lessons that would still be relevant to our modern lives today and modern business today?
Well, I'm a big believer in reading about history. It gives you perspective on things, and I'll give you two quick examples. 17% of the U.S. is Hispanic, so if you want to find some common ground with your Hispanic customers, for example, Simon Bolivar liberated 6 South American countries at the beginning of the 19th century, and he did one of the all-time incredible things, which was to march over the Andes Mountains in the middle of winter. And he's a great role model for kind of doing the impossible and being single-minded. And if you know about him, then, you know, you will have more to talk about with your Hispanic customers. Now, another outstanding person from history was Catherine the Great, one of the greatest leaders of Russia. She was very enlightened, and her lesson is she was a German, and she came in and fully embraced Russian culture, built alliances, and in terms of understanding our customers and their language and culture, she's a great role model, and you can never get too many allies and trying to work with different disparate customer groups. So those are kind of two quickie lessons from history for those.
And Scott, so you have so many lessons in the book, Extraordinary People. What would you say is the most important one?
I think that number one, we need to read biography to develop resilience, because these role models, all of these great leaders, had to overcome tremendous obstacles, and logic doesn't get you through it. If you look at things logically, you get very discouraged. So when you read about the tremendous challenges that these people now and in the past overcame, it inspires you to kind of stick with it and persevere, and that's the number one quality that anyone needs if they're going to do something new.
Well, Scott, thank you so much for joining us today, and we'd like to remind our listeners that you can learn more about Scott S. Smith, whose book, Extraordinary People, Real Life Lessons on What It Takes to Achieve Success, has just been published. Check out the website extraordinarypeoplebook.com. Thanks again, Scott, for joining us today.
Thanks, Stacy. Bye-bye.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.